Welcome to the G&JB show, episode number 3.
No, it's not. Yes, it is. Episode 3, series 3, it is.
Glad I got that one right. How you going, buddy?
I'm good, G. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. Big fight coming up this week.
Yep.
A fight.
Yep. So, we're 7 days out now. We'll probably release this the week of.
Yep.
No, feeling good. Got my last spar tonight. We'll probably do, 4 or 5 rounds, are we?
Yeah, we'll just keep it nice and sharp, do 4 or 5.
Yeah, just get a feeling for how I'm going to feel in the night. And, yeah, everything's pretty much been done, just executing what you've been telling me in camp. So
it's a tough one because we know nothing about this guy.
Mm.
We know nothing. I know he's a former MMA player.
Player, is he?
He's a former MMA fighter. Hasn't boxed, but did a lot of boxing, a lot of stand-up fighting throughout his MMA fights. So yeah, really, it's a tough one, but you've got to be your best because, in the unknown, anything can happen.
Mm.
You know, yes, just because we haven't seen him around the traps before doesn't mean anything. You've got to be on your game. How are you taking that side of it when you know nothing about your opponent?
To be honest, it's not really new. We've gone into fights not knowing who we're fighting that morning. So, look, the amateurs has paid off in the end, taking our time and doing everything right. Now we're in that stage where you get an opponent, you don't know too much about them. That's okay because we've been through this before. So if I was fighting someone with the same kind of credentials in an amateur fight, I probably wouldn't even be worried. So same attitude here. Funnily enough, today I watched all my fights from Nationals last year. Yeah, I ended up just watching them because they're on my laptop and had a bit of time before training. And I thought, I knew nothing about these apart from obviously the final.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about those other two boys. And I went in and got the job done and just watching, just basic boxing and be the same approach on the weekend. So on Friday.
Well, that's how it has to be. When you've had a good pedigree, I suppose, you've just got to, you got to trust what you know and do all those good basic things right early, and eventually the fight will start unfolding, and like the rhythm of the fight, I'll say, will start unfolding. And what you've got to do is make sure, as it does start unfolding, you're the one unfolding it. You know what I mean? You're the one. Oh, I can see this now. When the bell goes, we know nothing.
Yeah.
The guy just might come out for a million shots, and we've seen what can happen to that before. So you just got to stay tight, good defense. And just, take it from there.
Mm, we'll take it as it comes and get the win. That's all that really matters on Friday.
That's good. I think there's a couple of other good fights on the show. Obviously, Django and Solomon Hamono pulled out, so that was going to top the bill. But, Django's fighting Justice Hooney, which will be a good fight.
Big fight
that one on the 22nd of October. Mate, can you pick a winner in that one, or
for
Hooney and Django?
Yeah, I think Justice will win. Mm. Look, I still think it's a dangerous fight. Justice said that the other day too. He's like, he knows he's in for a tough fight. He's done rounds with Django before. Personally, Justice is a mate of mine, and I believe in his ability. I've seen it firsthand since he was a kid, and then going to Worlds together and Germany, other trips. So. Look, I believe in him and think he's got a big future ahead.
A lot of questions to be asked during that fight. You know, like obviously he hasn't gone a long distance before.
Yeah.
We'll see how he goes with that, see what pace he sets early. And, I remember speaking to Liam before the fight show last week. Liam was saying when he fought Brent Rice, he was so nervous because he'd never been past 3 rounds before in the amateurs, and he said he just didn't know how fast to go, how slow to go, what was right, if he could get through the last round, because we all know we can spar 10 rounds.
Well, a lot of people can't. I know Justice can.
Yeah.
But, look, I haven't been that distance in a fight before. Mm. I know I can do it in sparring.
Yeah.
But that'll be an obstacle for me to overcome. I'm just glad I'm not doing it in my first pro fight.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, that's right.
It's a good fight. It's a really good fight. There's been another fight announced for the undercard too, Ben Mahoney versus Ben Hussein. So that'll be another good fight.
That's a big step. What's that fight at middleweight?
Super welter, is it?
So Ben,
I believe
Ben's going down to 69 kilo.
Hussein,
yeah,
I believe so. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I know he used to make 75 pretty comfortably. So yeah, maybe he's got it in him to get to 69. Mm. Look, I don't know the ins and outs about that. I don't know a hell of a lot about Ben Mahoney. I know he's obviously got a lot of hype around him, and yeah, I've watched him on a cup, on maybe a Dennis Hogan undercard.
Yeah.
Possibly. I can't really remember, but for all reports, he's really good and
yeah,
and doing really good things. So all the best to both boys.
That's an early fight for Ben Hussein to step up for that, because he's had, what's Ben had, two now?
Two professional fights. His first year as a professional. So he turned pro around the time, same time as me.
Yeah.
But he obviously went for the Olympic trials.
Oh, that's right. And you've he's another opponent of yours. You've shared the ring with Ben Hussein as well.
Yeah, I fought Ben.
When was that? A year ago? Shit. Longer than that. A couple of years ago.
No, it was
a
couple of years ago. Yeah. Look, he's a talented kid.
Mm.
To be fair, he is only still a kid. Like, yep, he's 21
he's
now.
Young, yep.
But look, he's got pretty good skills and moves a lot. It'll be interesting to see how many rounds it actually is.
Because I think it's eight. You know, eight?
I think. Well, Ben Mahoney's got like a regional belt or something, doesn't he?
Yeah, right.
So I believe it's about eight, which will work in Mahoney's favour. Obviously, he's had a fair few fights now, so got a bit of buzz. That's a good fight, though.
Yeah, that's a good fight. But people to watch your fight as well, if they want, they can, I think they'll tune in, contact Jamie Meyer. He'll give you all the details, but I'm pretty sure there's like a, you know, a small pay-per-view to watch the event.
Okay, because yeah,
the
well, that's good for me to know.
Yeah, there's a small pay-per-view there because, well, let's be honest, like we've only got a dozen tickets that we can sell, yeah. So that's just the way it is. But today restrictions have been announced, they've been lifted again, so outdoor venues can now have 1,000 spectators now, or 75% of their capacity. So a stadium that holds, well, here's my math now.
Yeah, yeah.
A stadium that holds 60,000 can now hold 40,000.
You're looking at the wrong man.
Yeah, I can't be far off there. Yeah, but mate, how's training differed not knowing anything about your opponent, or hasn't it really?
It hasn't really. It's just getting, well, the first few weeks is just that general conditioning, which I felt, well, coming out of COVID, I wasn't in bad condition. It was probably just getting my weight down a little bit. But I still felt fine. We did a lot of long rounds early on too, like when we started sparring.
Yeah.
Obviously the first few weeks were just conditioning and getting the run in my legs. And then when we started doing the longer rounds, it was good. So just, you know, we've been working a lot on composure and concentration, and then what comes with that's just your mental endurance and your physical endurance trying to get through the rounds. So that was good early on. And then
how did you find those rounds when we were just putting three opponents to do four rounds each with you? Well, you were doing 12 rounds. Look, don't get me wrong, everybody, these 12 rounds were super hard, super physical rounds. They were more like just training the brain to know what the distance is like. That's pretty much what it was about.
Yeah, you know, when I go home after a training session, if I go home and I don't want to eat, that means I'm spent. Usually I'll go home and I'll eat straight away. I feel good, but I just, after those, I think we did about four or five maybe of them, I just went home. But it wasn't physical, it was just mentally just
switching on for a long time.
Because you had me doing, like, we won't go into it too much, but just specific things of what you wanted me to do, and I couldn't break concentration of what you wanted me to do. Yeah. So I'd get home and I'd just go straight. I'd have a shower, head to bed, and I'd just fall asleep.
I found it
just draining.
Yeah, I think that's what you got to do. Mentally draining. Because like we said before, it wasn't hard sparring. It was more like just get your head in the game, start concentrating for a long period of time. Because eventually you're going to have to, and it wasn't it wasn't super hard, but, and again, giving you a task so you can think about that same thing for those rounds. So this here, if there's one improvement, what would you like to make over in this fight from your last event, or from your last fight, or it's really hard to pick up, though. It's really hard to say, reason being because we don't know this kid.
Yeah, one thing, a bit better with my jab, and applying pressure without being silly.
Yes.
So not like not rushing the stoppage, not rushing that one shot you were looking for.
Yeah.
Just it'll come when it comes. And I watched Callum Smith this morning. I forget the guy who fought. It was on the Andy Ruiz Joshua undercard. I can't remember the guy's name. He was a bit of a journeyman, but still dangerous.
Yeah.
And Smith hit him with a counter left hook as he come in and dropped him. And then he just went back to doing his thing. And then eventually same shot happened. He dropped him again and then he hit him with the right hand and stopped him. And I thought, you know what, it's the punches you don't think you're going to do it. But just from basic skills, good boxing, it just comes about.
And that is Callum Smith all over. He just sticks to his basics the whole time. And that's why he's got, where he is right now, I guess.
And then it's just applying it to my game now. Yeah. That's why I'm just a sponge, really. I'm just watching.
And I think you've got to be, if that's a message to all young people or people coming through the ranks, mate, you've got to learn. You've got to open your eyes up and learn and watch people. Like, I know you started watching a lot of Costa Zoo lately, and like I've been saying things to you, but once you can see it physically in action, you go, oh, yes, now I know what it means. And then once you feel that in the rings, oh, yeah, I understand that now. Mm. And people think they understand things until they actually do it. Like, it's like having a baby. You think you know what it feels like until you actually have one and you think, wow, it was nothing like this. But boxing's exactly the same. You think you know how to do something until you do it, and then once you can feel it, it's so much, makes you so much more aware, I think.
And we've been doing the same things, like reiterating things in pad sessions, and then you get a feel for it in a pad session, then you go spar and you can't get it, and then it might take 2 or 3 weeks, and then you just have a moment
and then it clicks. And sometimes those moments might be only a quarter of a second,
and then I might go back the next week and I still can't get it, but it's like my golf swing, mate. Look,
is that getting better?
So actually, yep, last two games we played all right, but then you know what, I'm probably due for a shit round.
As long as
I'm not due for a shit fight.
Well, you got to make sure you're not.
Yeah.
All good. All right, Jacko. So just a short one today, but thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Obviously, this week or coming up next week, it'll be Jack Bowen on the Friday night versus
Cody Packer.
Cody.
Packer, Pointer?
Pointer.
Okay.
His name is also Packer, though.
Okay,
whatever. Mate, he's confusing us already.
Whatever one it is.
This guy.
Same result.
Anyway, as long as he comes second.
That's it, G.
Mate, thanks, JB. We'll speak soon.
Thanks, G, for having me.